Stacey, you know I like digging up old arcane videos of Saturday Night Live clips from like when I was a kid and maybe
I
even
did not
earlier
know this about
sometimes.
you.
Oh, well, there's one that's really about inflation where these two guys are on a bench and they're both like,
"These kids don't know anything about money. Everything's so expensive now. I bought a Coca-Cola last week.
What?
You know what it costs?
What?
You know what it costs?
What?
You know what it costs?
What?
It costs 60 cents.
No!
60
but
cents.
A Coca-Cola!
A Coca-Cola.
Unbelievable.
Was like 9-year-old Cardiff excited about this? Like, did you have a premise, like a little hint of your interest in economics?
There's a
You're
reason.
You're like, that's fascinating. I wonder why the prices of these things have gone up in this
There's
video.
A reason I ended up in this chair. And someday we'll explore the reason why you ended up with in
that
this chair as well.
That would probably take longer.
Yeah. But for now, here we are. I'm Cardiff.
I'm Stacey, and this is The Indicator, Planet Money's quick take on the news.
Today's indicator is 55.6%. That is inflation in the last couple of decades. So if all the stuff you were buying in 1998 cost, let's say, $100 back then, now it costs $155.
That sounds like a lot, but that is actually pretty normal inflation, just a little more than 2% a year. But that one inflation number does not tell the whole story. It is just the average rise in prices of everything in this basket of goods and services that a typical American buys.
And the really interesting story is in the differences between all those things in the basket. So today on the show, we look at what's gotten cheaper in the cost of American life, what's gotten more expensive, and how those differences affect us all.
Yeah, we built it, we scrimped, we saved our house. It cost a nickel. And we thought it was expensive. What did we know? We bet a nickel, we thought it was,
a nickel for a house?
I couldn't believe it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform blending purpose and profit. Invest in high-growth companies improving the world without checking your values at the door. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.
Okay, so overall, the prices of things that the average American buys have gone up by 55.6% in the last 20 years. Now, here are examples of things that have actually gotten cheaper. In other words, these are the things in the basket that are holding down the average. Televisions, toys, computer software, these all cost less than half of what they did back then, back in 1998, in some cases, way less than half.
Yeah, I think my bank is actually giving away flat screen TVs if you open a checking account now. That is much cheaper than a TV would have gotten before. Furniture and clothes have stayed about the same price, but that still means they've actually become more affordable for Americans because, again, in that time, the overall cost of living has gone up. And you'll notice that these things that have become cheaper or whose prices have stayed the same have something in common. They are all goods. They are things that you can touch and they last for a little while. They're tangible.
Yeah, hold that thought. And now let's turn to some examples of things whose prices have gone up by more than overall inflation.
Yes, what are the cranky men on the bench complaining about?
Indeed,
that's what we want to know.
These are the things that are dragging up the average. And they are, first, medical care services. And that includes the cost of getting treatment at hospitals, dentists, nursing homes. And it also includes the cost of health insurance. Second, the cost of childcare has gone up, and that's obviously a big deal for young parents with kids. And then third, college tuition. The sticker price of college tuition has gone up more than 200% in the last 20 years, which means it has more than tripled.
That is a big deal for not-so-young parents with kids. These items that have gotten more expensive, they have something in common, too. They are not goods. They are all services, and mainly healthcare and education services.
So what do we make of this? What can we say about this trend that the goods we buy have become cheaper while the services we buy have become more expensive?
So for one thing, goods are easier to trade across borders. And that means that people can buy the cheapest option from somewhere else in the world. This explains, for instance, why toys are so affordable. We can import them from countries like China, where they are a lot cheaper to make.
Yeah, services, on the other hand, can't be bought as easily from other countries. You can't get your haircuts in Vietnam if you're a lawyer in Boise. I mean, I guess technically you could.
That would be a very expensive haircut.
Another reason that goods have gotten cheaper is because of technological innovation. So, for instance, computer software has gotten better and better, and robots in factories can help make cars cheaper because it means the factories don't have to pay as many workers to make the same amount of cars. And that is also what makes electronics generally cheaper.
You brought a calculator! It was the size of a credit card, and it cost $5.
I remember the same thing was the size of a shoebox. It cost $50.
I remember I had a huge calculator in high school, a graphing calculator, and it was a lot.
Yeah.
So unlike producing goods, like, say, calculators, services are harder to automate away with new technology because by their nature, they require more people skills. And there are some services you would not necessarily want to be automated. For instance, a lot of people would rather learn in a classroom with teachers they can ask questions of rather than watching an online tutorial that was already taped, even if the tutorial is much cheaper.
And finally, regulation probably plays some role in the rising prices of services. So for instance, childcare centers have to be a certain size, and some state governments also limit how many kids a single childcare worker can supervise. But honestly, regulation is a less clear story. For example, there's a healthy debate about whether more government involvement in healthcare lowers or raises its cost. Just not certain.
And as the cost of services has gone up, services have also become a bigger and bigger part of the American economy. But that is partly what you would expect. Since televisions and toys and furniture have gotten cheaper, it makes sense that we can take the money we save on them and spend it on services like education and healthcare, and even some services that are a little more indulgent, like eating out at a restaurant or going to see a play.
Yeah, but there is one thing to worry about. When you look at the costs of some services that have really gone up, you'll see that those are the services that help low-income families in particular to elevate themselves in the job market. Expensive college tuition is maybe the best example of this because we know that people with college degrees, on average, make a lot more money throughout their lives.
But also childcare services, because it helps young parents who want to balance having a career with having kids rather than forcing one parent to take time away from working.
Yeah, so if you take all these trends together, it's become easier to afford these amazing, cool new gadgets and TVs and computers. And these things don't just give us pleasure, they also make some of us better at our jobs. But it's also the case that higher childcare and healthcare and education costs have made starting and providing for a family that much more daunting. A word about sourcing. The chart where we found some of the data for these price changes was produced by the American Enterprise Institute and posted by economist Mark Perry. Thanks to them. We've got a link up to it on our website. It relies on data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which produces the Consumer Price Index, the measure of inflation we used for this episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform that identifies high-growth companies solving today's biggest environmental and social challenges. Claim your $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.